Hi, I'm Matthew Carlock, and this is Sleep Deprived Storytime, where I talk about my incredibly exhausting yet ultimately rewarding experiences of being a parent. Let's get into it. Welcome back, friends, family, randos on the internet. I am sitting here feeding my four-month-old, trying to. It's been a couple of weeks, mostly because family visited. And I don't create a backlog as much as I should, or I was expecting to, but things happened. Life happened. I'm a teacher, and I have the summers off, and while I have all these great, big, amazing plans, most of them fall apart. This was my summer to get back in shape. Did that for about a month, and then the heat totally wiped us out. Something that happens that new parents the veterans who have been here and done this already. This is kid number two, and you remember all the things that were a pain in the butt with kid number one as they approach and rear their ugly heads, such as sleep regressions. And you have to constantly pivot your patterns, your daily patterns, your habits, your parenting habits. This is something my wife and I did, but it always takes you by, it takes you by surprise, because you're not exactly sure what's going on, and you know that there's a change happening, but you don't know what that means. Okay, like when a kid goes through mental, physical, and emotional milestones, tracking you for one, you know, that's a very early milestone. Their vision becoming clearer and more acute and recognizing faces, that's another one. Each one of those amazing milestones comes with kind of, you know, a negative side effect as well. A negative side effect of visual acuity is that, you know, if you're not the face the baby wants to see, they're gonna let you know it. Being more aware of their surroundings, which also means the curiosity is only for new things. And even though they got a memory like a goldfish, the same toys get very boring after a while. And then they're going to need more attention. And so while we had this pudgy little old man lump for the first 2-3 months, now we have a screaming, demanding emperor on our hands who does not like the feel of a wet diaper. And lets us know whenever they are slightly peckish. Their sleeping schedule changes too. From 15-minute naps every hour to, you know, that's when they're first, when they first come home, to being awake maybe for a couple of hours at a shot. Right now, this four-month-old can be awake 3-4 hours easy. Maybe not easy, but they do it on their own. And when they're tired and grumpy, it makes bedtime routines and naptime routines much more difficult. But then you also have to change the way you do those routines, which when you have a second kid can upset them a lot. Hence, talking about changes and not keeping up with the podcast for 2 solid years. I talked and read or told my kids stories every night, or almost every single night. Just made them up, and that's where the podcast idea came from. But I haven't sat in their room and told them stories in a while. Now they want to hear stories that are from a podcast. Shout out to, what is it, Reading Bug Storytime? Yeah, a little ladybug on it. Great podcast. Love it. You guys are awesome. Or, you know, some superhero, like 15-minute superhero podcast. Sometimes he's tired of those and he just wants to listen to music. My wife just got us some books. They're his special books. It's Zoe and Sassafras. Wonderful. It's like the little scientist who's also helping magical creatures. Love it. Great for his age. Super easy readers, like less than 100 pages each. Get them. They're wonderful. But all these changes happened very quickly. Within the last, well, let's just say 4 months of this guy being born. I guess it's 4 months. So, and you're hearing my baby voice too on this podcast. Anyway, so yeah, rearing a kid comes with lots of different challenges and pivots. Sleep regression. That happens when they have a sleep schedule and it's pretty solid, and then for some reason, it no longer works. They might be sleeping less during the day, and then for some reason also sleeping less at night. Or the milestone that's occurring triggers them to be awake, or their attention. I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you one parent's experience. This guy is regressing at the moment, which is fine, but it just means I'm getting lots less sleep. And I don't want to take anything to help me go to sleep, because I want to make sure that if he's making noises and stuff, I wake up. Because my wife sleeps like a log. He also needs his last feeding of the day, because he can go about 5 or 6 hours, especially if he's sleeping. But his last feeding, that means his last feeding is midnight. He gets a bottle at like 9, goes to sleep, and he just wakes up on his own between 11 and 12:30, 1. We've tried to let him sleep from 9 o'clock, and he'll wake up at like 1:32. So I'm a night owl anyway, so I'd rather feed him at midnight. Everything else, all of this fun stuff happens, like I said, kind of turns on a dime. And you can't really prepare for it. Even veteran parents know that each kid's milestone and patterns are going to be different. Any variables you add to your routine is going to change it slightly. So while we had a family of 3, with our patterns of going to sleep at night, now we have a family of 4, and toddlers still growing, learning, changing. Our patterns are going to change with them. And this guy who just spat up quite a lot. There you go. Let it out. Don't keep that in. Good job. Yeah. Oh, now you're a tired guy. Are you sure? You positive? I've never thought of it that way. Here. There you go. Um, with those changing variables comes a toll on you, your family, everyone. Trying to focus on giving time to my oldest takes some getting used to. They're used to being the center of attention, and now they're on the side. Now, from, you know, updates from on my other, my previous podcast, he's doing great. He's a great big brother. He comes in and he helps and he talks and he plays with his younger brother, and he's even woken up in the early morning to let us know that his little brother is crying. Like, we didn't know, because kid is in our room, but, you know, that amount of care and attention is so precious and so sweet, knowing that he, that is his personality to do that, which is helpful. Like, he's not angry at this little guy, or maybe he is and he's just hiding it. But other changes, outside changes, not necessarily outside changes, can affect you guys in weird ways too. Had two dogs. One had lymphoma and had gone through chemo. And that little guy passed away recently. And that was difficult again to explain. I already had to explain the first big dog who passed. Now we had to explain the little dog, and now we have a house with two kids and no dogs, and that's weird. It's weird. Like, we forced ourselves to go on walks for the dogs, and now with this humidity that is like 90 degrees or 90% plus with like 90 degree weather, if I don't have to go outside, I don't want to go outside. So we're like playing, we're staying in our house, and not even when it's slightly cooler out, we try to go for walks, but we can't really go out too long with this guy, because either in the stroller or the baby pouch thing that you put him in, you know, he's going to get overheated and too hot. It's just a lot of stuff that can come at you out of nowhere, and as a parent, you gotta move with it. Yes, I'm saying weird things. Yeah, this is a rambly one. I found some time to talk to you all while feeding. The feeding time is done. Yeah, it only took about 10 minutes. Now he's munching on a teething toy. I don't think four-month-olds get teeth, but he definitely has hard gums, and it's better this than my finger, because you do not want to promote nipple confusion. Yeah. If you've been listening, you know, thanks for sticking with me and stuff. I think what I'm going to do next is I might have to pivot the podcast from being a bi-weekly to maybe a weekly. I'm going to try and do more long conversations. I'm going to ask some more friends about, you know, harder questions, and then maybe I will, like, record the whole thing at once, and instead of cutting it into three, cut it into like maybe two, or just leave the whole thing. I don't remember the last time I've like read or told my kid a story. He usually likes it when I read him a story or something, so I'll try and get more of those, but, you know, like this one, I'm not gonna have a story at the end. So it's only, you know, less than 15 minutes of rambling sort of advice. Once again, the epiphany for this ramble is, changes occur. You can try and expect the unexpected, but it's best to just roll with them. Newborns, 2, 3, 4 months, up to about a year and a half, 2 years, have these milestones that they hit. And with each milestone, your pattern of behavior is going to change. They're going to be up more, they're going to want more food, they're going to want less food, they're going to poop more, they're going to poop less, they're going to put things in their mouths, they're going to, that seems like a normal trope, but it'll go from one day them not being able to coordinate with their hands to being coordinated. One day they'll just love to grab your hair out of nowhere, and they're just like, I know how to use my hands now. Which means, like, if you're used to feeding them and putting them on your shoulder to burp, and you might have to switch up the way you burp, and that's going to take you a minute to realize and to find out what's comfortable and what works. And you might be getting frustrated, like, I've already done this, I already figured out how to burp them, why do I have to figure out again, so they don't come away with clumps of your hair. You know, it's going to be weird, but you know what, stick with it, they're pretty awesome. At least my two have been worth it, so I'm assuming yours are too. All right, that's all I got for now. Until next time, get some sleep. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the podcast, please like, share, review, do the social media thing. A big shout out to my friend Albert Maldonado for engineering the sound to perfection. If you'd like to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at KCLORACM, that's Colrac M, or on Twitter at Colrac, KCLORAC. Thanks. See you next time.